Blog Talk Radio.
Endeavor, for everything that you've done for me, everything that you've done for me.
Thank you, Jesus. We just want to give you the honor and the glory that is due your name. Ooh, I'm so excited today for the testimonies that are going to be coming in today. Today is open mic day, and we just want you to call in and give God a praise, a testimony about the things that he's done for you. But before we get started, we want to have my honey to come on and give us a prayer to open up our broadcast. You there, honey?
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I'm here. Just glad to be in the number one more time. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing. I'm glad in it. And as we just look to the Lord, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we just love you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We just worship you. Because of who you are, we praise you for all that you've done. We honor you, Lord God, as the head of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we yield to you this day, and we just pray your blessings upon this broadcast and everyone who hears and everyone who participates. We pray your blessings, Lord God, upon everyone in need. Whatever the need is, just move by your spirit. We declare blessings to those who need blessings. We declare healing to those that are sick and diseased. We declare peace to those that are troubled. We declare deliverance to those who need to be made free. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah, for your power, your faithfulness, your righteousness, your peace, your joy. We thank you for your salvation. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are and for your every word, your every promise, because we know that they are true. Hallelujah, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We know that you've got us, hallelujah, in the hollow of your hands. And we just rest right now in the name of Jesus. Rest just knowing that no matter what our need is, that, Lord, you will provide our every need because you are our Heavenly Father who cares so much for us. You are the one, hallelujah, that feeds us and just cares for us. In Jesus' name, Lord God, let words of encouragement, of healing and peace come out of this broadcast today, and let the words accomplish what you have purpose for them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I am so thankful today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just so excited. I want to start off with a testimony that my husband and I have today. The Lord is just good, and he meets our needs, and he provides for us, and he shows us, you know, that he is in control. Hallelujah. I just want to thank and praise God. We're going to take it back. I just want to thank and praise God for being here today. I want to thank and praise God for my life, health, and my strength. Hallelujah. I just want to praise God because he's good. He's good, and there's nobody like him. He's good, and there's nobody beside him. He's good, he's good, he's good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah. Well, I have been encouraging my brothers and my sisters, well, mostly my sisters, about some issues that are going on in their lives, and saying, Lord, the Lord has you, as a matter of fact, I said, the Lord got you, you don't have to worry about it. Well, in the midst of me saying that, my husband had interviewed for a position, a higher position, making more money than he's making now. And we were believing God that God was going to open up this avenue for him to get this new position and make more money and things would be a little easier for us. Well, lo and behold, he comes home last week and he tells me that they closed the position down. They decided not to hire anyone for the position. It concerned me a little because I am not working now, so we need that second income to come in. Well, I'm still encouraging people, letting them know that God is going to work things out for them and not to worry. You'll have some place to live. Your rent will be paid. Your mortgage will be paid. And on last week, we had some dear friends to give us a call. Well, first of all, we received a check in the mail that we were expecting to get, but not knowing how much it was. But when we got the check, to our surprise, it was for way more than we thought it was going to be for. So I just thank and praise God for that. Then on last week, some dear friends of ours called us and wanted to meet with me. My husband was at work and wanted to meet with me and said that the Lord said that that they wanted to bless us. So I said, oh, okay, well, I'll meet you. So I went over and met them. We had lunch, and after we had lunch, we came back to my house. And as we were sitting there talking, they gave me a check. When I looked at the check, I was like, wait a minute. I wasn't expecting this, Lord. I told the wife, I said, you know what? I've been encouraging people, hallelujah, and telling them that the Lord was going to take care of them, that the Lord had them, hallelujah, that everything would work out for their good, hallelujah. And when I looked at that check, I said, Lord, hallelujah, now I know it's going to be all right, hallelujah. Now I know that you're concerned about us. Now I know, hallelujah, that you're going to take care of us and I don't have to worry about anything. That's what I said when they told me that they were going to bless us. That's what I said. But when I saw the amount on the check, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Jesus. I told her, I said, I know God loved me. That was the first thing I said. And when I received the news about the position, I said, I know Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little ones to him below, we are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. When I looked at the amount on the check, hallelujah, I said, I knew Jesus loved me. Hey, glory to God. I just didn't know that he loved me that much. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, God will take care of you, hallelujah. And when he feels, hallelujah, like you might need some discouragement, encouragement because of discouragement, he will come, stop on by, hallelujah, and give you just what you need, hallelujah. All we have to do is trust him, hallelujah. All we have to do is believe his word, hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you, ha, ta, da, bo, fa, ta, nor forsake
thank you, hallelujah. I see, I thank you, Jesus. I thank God, hallelujah, because there is no situation, hallelujah, too hard for him to take care of, hallelujah. There is no situation or circumstance that comes on us that he is not aware of and that he will not take care of, hallelujah. So I just want to thank God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for all that he's done, hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, when my husband came off of a very lucrative job, hallelujah, a chapo sata, and we didn't know how we were going to make it, hallelujah. But God, hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. He opened doors for us, hallelujah. He made ways for us, hallelujah. He blessed us, hallelujah, in the midst of our turmoil, hallelujah. And he's that kind of God, hallelujah. All we have to do is take it to him and let him know just what we need, hallelujah. And he's a right now God, hallelujah. He will take care of us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ebo satamasiya. Hallelujah. I make myself happy, hallelujah, because of the God that I serve. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God, hallelujah. All by himself, hallelujah. All by himself, hallelujah. He's a good God, and I just thank him. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And right now, we just God just want to play this song. Honey, did you have something that you wanted to say?
As you were talking,
thank you,
Jesus. How we were going to wait. And we never know how God was going to wait. But as things went on, things were so rough and wasteful, so much that we could have worked. We just thank God. This gives us even a fear,
counsel,
power, and a sound mind. How about the different things that I've done since then that have been really so much less income-wise than what I was doing before. But just looking back, how God has kept us anyway, and even to the point of when it became necessary, you have a work at work. Timothy was born. And then, you know, as we know, we saw things for extra Christmas money, things like that. But then, they take a turn there. Stephen blessed you with a child for a season. And then, that led into something a little bit better than that. Benefits, insurance, those things. Even then, we were just amazed how that we were able to still have everything that we did with less than half of what we were making. And we didn't see that as even possible. But God showed us that he was favorable and merciful to us to just keep us throughout that.
Yeah.
And even recently, how that was was lost. And then that could have just driven us into another path. But somehow we have to think God just, by the time you have lost that job, he had already prepared us to make well do with what he had just blessed you to have. And it was just amazing how God. Sometimes we just wonder, how we're going to make it. We just don't see a way. But then when we look back, we see that there was a way and that we've been making it. And all we can say is, but God, only by the grace of God, only by the mercy of God. It's not of our own doing, but it's the grace of mercy and power of God that has brought us through. He has brought us through so much, through sickness, through disease, through surgery, through trouble and turmoil, even for children, concerns. We just thank God because he's faithful. There is not a situation that's gone on in our lives that as we look back, we can tell that God was just in control and he took care of every situation. I just thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God is a faithful God. He is a God that when we need him, he's right there. Hallelujah. He just wants us to give him the glory. He wants us to give him the honor. And he wants us to bring it to him. We, you know, sometimes we run the other way when things happen to us. We don't praise God. But, you know, our weapon, hallelujah, one of the weapons that we have is praise. One of the weapons that we have is giving God the glory. That's a weapon. That's not just something that we do when we're, you know, when we're on the mountaintop. That's something that we have to do when we're in the valley, when we're in the, you know, down under and don't know when, how things are going to work out for us. He has us. He's got us. He's got us. He's got us. And I want to, this morning, I want to play this song, Take It to Jesus by Tamela Mann. I hope you'll enjoy it. Take it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Take it and leave it there.
cast your burdens on him. Hallelujah. He is there. Hallelujah. To take every burden, to take every trial and test. He just wants us to trust him. He just wants us to believe him. Hallelujah. He just wants us to do the things that we know to do. You know, sometimes when we're going through, it's so easy for us to, become fearful. It's so easier for us to become, to wave. Now, we know God can do it, but, sometimes we just allow fear to overtake us and fear to challenge us to doubt God, doubt the things that he can do for us, doubt God. And
well, the five of us know that, first of all, it's not the love of the law of power. To that end, the Bible also tells us so that we won't be fearful. There's to cast all of our cares because he cares for us. So when we just give him, when we lay it at his feet, let him know that we trust him. That's what it's all about. You have to trust God. The more you trust God, the more you out of that trust God. Our trust is in obedience. And you just get in there being caught up in the cycle of we trust God's numbers, which makes us trust more, which makes God deliver more. And our faith increases and gives demonstration of faithfulness increases. So it just gets bigger and better, and then when we can live like that, then we can sing the song like they say back in the day, that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more, and that's because as that type of relationship develops, then it just becomes an all-consuming thing for us to trust God. So that everything we do, we don't worry, we don't fret, no matter what we see. What we really see in the Spirit is that we have a God who's above all, in all. He just takes care of everything for our lives. So we just have to trust God and not fear and just have faith in him. That's just a central thing for Bible, to have faith in God.
Yes, that's right. When the Lord gave this theme to me for this program, I believe that he wanted the people of God to know that he's still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the delivering business, and there is no situation that is too hard for him. I think about the testimonies that I've heard down through the years, and how our testimony service used to be so just fire. It was just fire, and that's really what my plan was for this broadcast. It hasn't necessarily been a shouting. Well, it has been. When I think about Cornell Richards and how he testified, how he was dead, clinically he was dead, pronounced dead, and the Lord raised him up, raised him out of the bed, and now he is a successful businessman and just doing well, and has not forgotten about God. I was just on Wednesday, I was on a prayer call that he
promotes, he's on, and he is a highly regarded man in his business, but he takes the time every Wednesday to call in and give God the glory and praise for all that he's done in his life. I mean, I think about Bishop Corinthus Patterson, who came on and gave his testimony how the Lord raised him up, hallelujah, out of a sick, a bed of injury, how he fell through his ceiling and how the Lord even guided him down, that he did not have a worse injury than he had anyway, and how the Lord miraculously raised him back up so that he was able to walk into his doctor's office, I think several months or at least a couple of months before they thought that he would be walking in. And that's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's willing and able, hallelujah, to help us and to bring us to a place. And it's for his glory. Every situation that we go through is for his glory. It's for his honor, hallelujah. And like he told the woman about her son, he said, no, was it about Lazarus? And he said, this is so that God can get the glory. Yes, Lazarus is sleeping. He said sleeping, and then people were puzzled, and he said, dead, he's dead, you know, but it's for, yes, and that's what our testimonies are for. Our testimonies are to let people know, men and women, boys and girls, what God can do, how they can be protected. And I think about the many children in Chicago, which is a very dangerous city right now, how our children, the children of the saints of God, go to and from every day, and how they're protected, hallelujah, how God covers them. I know that I've heard a story about a young lady walking home and how she wanted to do a shortcut through an alley or open field, I'm not exactly, I think it was an alley, and how when she walked through there, she saw some men at the end of the street, but she kept walking, and then after that, she heard that someone was raped and killed right after she had walked through there, and when they apprehended the guy, they said, well, did you see, you know, this young lady? And they were like, yeah, we saw her. And they said, well, why didn't you, you know, pounce on her? And they said, because she had two big men walking on either side of her. That's the kind of God, and that's a story, and I don't know how true that is, but that's the kind of God we serve. I know that I personally have heard of God's protection for his saints. A sister from Chicago many years ago gave a testimony of how she had to go home at night, late at night, and how she got off the bus and saw a man standing, and she began to walk in, and he started walking the same way that she was walking, and how she walked a little faster, and as she picked up her pace, he picked up his pace, and then she eventually started running, and as she started running, the man ran and caught up with her, and all she could say, there was no one on the street to help her, but all she could say was, Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus. And as she began to start pleading the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, let's not forget about the power, hallelujah, in that name and in that blood, hallelujah, and how the man just fell to the ground screaming in agony, and And she was surprised. She was looking at him. She wasn't surprised that he didn't grab her, but what her surprise was him screaming and wrenching out in pain, because as she was saying, the blood of Jesus, it was like he said when the police came that it was somebody with a hot poker that was just hitting him when she said that. And you know, that's the kind of God we serve, hallelujah. That's the kind of God he is, hallelujah. He is a right now God, hallelujah. I know that, like you were saying, honey, about meeting our needs, how one time we had fallen behind in our mortgage, and how they said that they were going to put, what is it, liens. They would put liens on our house. Well, I didn't know what that meant. I thought it just meant that they were just going to take our house right then. And I stood flat-footed, and I said, God gave us this house, and he's not going to let anybody take it away from us. And at the 0 hour, hallelujah, we were able to refinance the house and able to save the house. You know, honey, that's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that he is. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Like another fucking
Yes, he's a right now God. He's a right now God. Well, I thought that we would get some callers in today to give God the glory and give God the praise, but nonetheless, he is still a good guy. And when someone goes back into the archives to listen to this broadcast and they want to know, you know, well, what happened to the testimonies that we were going to hear? Even if we're not presenting the broadcast the way that you would want us to broadcast it and or doing the things that you would want us to do, please, without fail, send us an email. Let us know, you know, what you would want to hear and how you would want to hear the testimonies. We've had some awesome testimonies that have gone forth from this call. Oh, my God, we've had a testimony actually from, we're going to have a testimony next week of someone that was caught up in the drug world. And we've had, in the month of April, we've had the calls on. And please go back and listen to these calls. And you may not be there. You may not be in the place that Charlene was in, or you may not be in the place that some of the other callers have been, but you have a silent addiction. You have you can't stop watching porn, or you can't kick a habit that you have. But God, hallelujah, God is able. He is more than able to bring you out. He is more than able to deliver you. He is more than able to arrest the situations in your life that seemingly have you about to go down. But no, God is there. God is there. He is there to help. He is there to deliver, just like he did Charlene, years and years of drug addiction and years of prostitution and years and years of just doing the things that she wanted to do, caused even to have a breakup in her family with her mom, and God delivered her. He delivered her, and like he'll deliver you. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. And right now, I'm going to play a song by Ricky Diller. Shout Till You Can't Shout No More.
Well, listen, I ain't getting a song that I got to get by here because I feel one coming on here. Thank you. You got to learn how to praise Him regardless of your outcome. You can't sit around and waste time because time is just too short to be anything you don't enjoy. Honey, you got to praise Him while you got the chance. Because tomorrow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to take a time and have a praise break. Hallelujah. Because our God is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. And I'm going to a caller. We have a caller in. Oh, this is Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. And she always has a fiery testimony for us. Do you have a testimony for us this morning, Evangelist? Okay, wait a minute. There you go. Are you there? Hello? Evangelist
Hello.
Bernard, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Just call in. Just woke up. Just listening. The God is good all the time. I didn't know what your program was set for today, but we thank God for this being able to tune in this morning to hear any of the testimonies that you have on here today.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're rehearsing testimonies. We don't have any callers this morning, but we're just still relishing in the things that God has done for us. And we just thank and praise God for you even getting up. It's 5 o'clock, or, well, it's almost 6 o'clock there for you now. But
yeah.
We thank the Lord for you coming on, and I just want to say that I enjoyed the 2 days that I heard this week on your broadcast. Is anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I just, God is just a good God, and he is one that will come through right on time, and we just have to know who we are and know the power that we have in God. And I just want to give you this testimony. This is for the Lord, but I was walking on yesterday, and just thinking about the testimony that, I mean, the broadcast, your broadcast on Thursday, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I mm-hmm. Say to anyone to go back and listen to those broadcasts and go to the archives and rehearse them in your ears. And as I was walking, I ran into or walked past a lady that was walking rather slowly. She was on the trail, and she was walking rather slowly, and I spoke to her, and God blessed her, and we started talking, and she told me that she was having problems with her knee, and that she wasn't supposed to be out walking, but she knew that she needed the exercise, so she said, "I'm just walking slow." Well, we talked and conversated for a little while, and I blessed her and went on my way. But as I got around the corner, I thought, I said, "Lord, I should have prayed for her. So I said a prayer for her right then. But then the Holy Ghost said, "When you get to the end of the trail, I want you to stop and pray for her." Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And that's not a strange thing. I will pray for someone. I have prayed in the grocery store in Walmart, as a matter of fact. A young lady was standing there and rubbing her head, and I prayed for her. But this prayer was a little different. When I prayed for her, I was bold with it, and I said, like Jesus said at Lazarus' tomb, "I thank you, Lord, that you hear me when I pray and that I'm counting this as done already." Hallelujah. And then I told her, I said, "And when I see you next on the trail, you're going to give me a praise report of what God has done for you." Hallelujah. And just walking in that boldness that the minister was ministering was just powerful, 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 powerful. So I just give God all the praise and all the glory that is to his name. And we are about to go to the beach. So we're not going to, I don't know if you read my thing, we're going to have popcorn praise, but we didn't get any callers today. But God, to God be the glory. So did you have a testimony that you wanted to share with us before we leave the air?
No, not today. Just to thank God for just being in Atlanta, living, and thank God for his awesomeness and his dunamis power. And we just praise God for everything that he's doing in our lives, and also asking the Lord to just continue to bless you and Elder Burns and your family, and continue to just open up doors and make ways for you to continue to be able to effectively impact souls everywhere you go. So God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Well, we know that I was saying a little earlier, Evangelist, that when God gave this theme to me, it's because we don't have testimonies, or a lot of the churches don't have testimonies anymore. So we're just here to get out the glory that is due God's name. He's a mighty God. He hasn't stopped working in 2013. He didn't stop working in 2012, 2010, 2005. He's the same God, hallelujah. And he is still blessing. He is still giving us victory over situations that are happening in our lives. He's still making ways out of no way. He's
still providing aid where aid is needed. Hallelujah. He's just a mighty God, and I just thank God that I know him. I thank God that he's in my life, hallelujah, and that I know that I belong to him. I was giving a testimony a little earlier about how my husband didn't get a position that we were believing God that he was going to get, but how in my spirit I just started singing, yes, Jesus loves me, hallelujah, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so, hallelujah, and how we got two monetary blessings, one that we knew was coming, but it was for more than we thought it was going to be for, and then one that we didn't know was coming, but that was an enormous blessing to us. And the family that blessed us, I sent them a text, and I told them, I said, I knew God loved me. I knew that he was concerned about us. I knew that, our believing him is not in vain. I said, but when I saw the amount that was written on the check, I said, now I know how much he loves me. Hallelujah. 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 Things don't always work out the way that we plan for them to work out. But as long as we know God is in control, we can rest We can rest in that, and I just thank God for just the opportunity that you have afforded us to share this broadcast with you on Saturdays to give God the glory and to give God the praise. You know, we just we want to be used by God. We just want as people were saying on yesterday, you know, we want to be used by God. We want God to get the glory out of our lives. And honey, did you have something that you wanted to say?
No, I was just
going to
bless and thank God for what my ears have heard.
Can you? Are you on mute? Come on.
I've just been blessed by what my ears have heard, and just even the thoughts that I have heard.
Can you hear him, Adrian?
Yes, I can hear him.
Oh, hear Al.
Yes, I could hear him.
Oh, okay. I can hear him.
And it has been great to just think of the goodness of Jesus. All done for me. Times like this that make you just reflect or think back on how faithful God has been. And so many storms and troubles, and turmoils, and situations that he's brought us through. Just builds our faith to know that there is absolutely nothing that our faith, past, present, or future, that God just won't take you through. And I just know it's just a powerful thing to know that we serve a faithful, a true and living God. And I just thank God for that. And I just hope that everyone who hears these words will understand and know that you have hope. Your hope is in Jesus. There is no situation that he is not concerned about. And so if you just stop right where you are, when you get to that point that you just want to throw up your hands, well, actually, throwing up your hands is the right thing to do. Just throw up your hands and surrender to God, and he'll reach down just where you are, and like the loving Father that he is, he'll bear you up. He'll send his angels to bear you up. I was just reading the scripture the other morning, before I went to work, how that his angel will bear you up so that you won't even dash your foot against yourself. That's how conservative he is towards you. So just remember, you got hope. Our hope is in Jesus. Whatever your situation, no storm is too rough. He spoke peace through the storm, and it settled down. man and he gave him sight. He touched another man and he was able to, or after Peter had cut off the man's ear, the soldier's ear, just picked it up and just placed right back home. He's a God of restoration. So whatever it is that you feel like you've lost, God will restore it. And just hear the word of the saints, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I thank God. I just want to play one more song before we go by Sister Dorinda Clark. And it's another praise break, because that's what, you know, I just want us to be on. A lot of people are on vacation, and, you know, I see on Facebook a lot of people are out of town. So we just want, if someone goes back to listen to this, they know that we're yet praising God. Whether we're here by ourselves, whether we're in the presence of thousands, we're still praising God.
And I'm so glad God can do me no harm. Anybody glad you're on your way? Anybody make reservations? And I can call you any minute you're ready. Just look at somebody and say, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Better be that at all. I feel something. Just look at somebody and say, I don't know where you're going, but I'm on my way to heaven. Packing up my bags, I'm getting ready.
Got some friends in this place. Hallelujah.
I work too hard. Oh,
yes.
Mine.
Hallelujah.
Honey, I had to go through so much. Oh, heaven is mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. He's able. He's still able. Yes.
He already knows what's going on. He already knows the situation. But all things work together. I don't know who I'm talking to in here. But all things work together. Tell him everything that's working together is working for your good. If you believe that, then it's good. Together for your good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Working together for your good. Well, hey, we're going to get out of here and enjoy the rest of our weekend. And we just want to thank God for this broadcast today. It wasn't what I planned, but I know that any time a praise goes forth concerning my God, that he is pleased. And he is pleased with the testimonies, our testimonies, baby. He's pleased with it.
Amen. God. Being a part of the number, thanking God for salvation, thanking God that we have this hope, and it's in Jesus.
Yes.
And I'll tell it everywhere I'm.
Yes, 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 yes. Honey, you want to end us with prayer?
Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you right now. And we just thank you for all that you are, all that you've been, all that you're doing. You are awesome and mighty. We have so much to thank you for, so much to praise you for, because you blessed us.
Yes.
Continue, Lord God, to watch over us, even as we embark upon our journey and all those that are traveling on this weekend that will be listening in later. Father, just grant safety, let your angels encamp round about. And until we meet again on next week, Lord God, let there be just blessings overflowing to your people. We pronounce blessing, we pronounce peace, we pronounce deliverance, we declare prosperity, hallelujah, divine health, and we declare victory in every situation in the name of Jesus. There is a way out. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, we just thank you for hearing us, your son. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, that we have power in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we are going to go out with this praise break, because that's what we're here for. We're here to give him praise, honor, and glory. And so we just want to praise them. We just want to praise them. And we love our theme song, but we're just going to go out on a high note today.
definitely.
Thank you.
Thank God, thank God, thank God. We're going to leave the air with this song on, and we just praise God and thank him for all that he is and all he does for us. Remember to tune in to New Destiny Ministry every day at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And listen to the ministers that Evangelist Bernard has on, just blessing the people of God. And don't forget about our broadcast, They Overcame, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And until next week, we say, we just want to praise them in Jesus' name. Thank you.